Hey, welcome to Free Refills Podcast, where we talk about the realities of living and leading in youth ministry. Our hope is that you leave refreshed, refueled, and re-energized to carry out in your youth ministry. And today, that is actually the vision and mission of us at National Network of Youth Ministries, and we want to deep dive into that a little bit. So today we have our special guest with us, Seth Baker. And so, Seth, we'd just like you to introduce yourself a little bit and tell us a little bit about yourself, brother.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It is an absolute delight to join the Free Refills podcast today from the great state of Delaware. I don't know where it is the first state. And my hope is to rank in the top 10 guests you guys have ever had from the state of Delaware here on the Free Refills podcast. I work with the National Network of Youth Ministries in the role of Chief Strategy Officer. I've been doing that for about 9 months now. I have been in youth ministry since the 1900s. I started in youth ministry in 1999 and have worked in a variety of different ways in parachurch ministries and at my own church. And I'll tell you, youth ministry has gotten a lot more real in the last couple of years now that I have two teenagers living in my house. So my daughter is 14. My son is just about to turn 13. So we're doing the whole middle school thing. And I have such a huge respect for people who spend their lives working with teenagers.
Yeah, I was at youth group a couple of weeks ago and a girl was like, wait, were you alive in the 1900s? And I instantly took offense. And then I realized, oh, that's a legitimate thing for a 13-year-old to realize that I've been alive in a century that didn't start with 2000. So
if you want to feel old, there are 20-year-olds who can't say they have seen the 1900s.
Exactly.
Just throwing that out there. And I soundly did. I had some good years in the 1900s.
Well, and one of the things that we are talking about is the mission and vision of NNYM. And NNYM's been around for over 40 years, just to be able to keep leaning into clarity. And so, Seth, that's one of the things that you have like helped NNYM with in this role. So could you like kind of unpack a little bit about the conversations that you had and help us get a little bit of clarity around these things?
Sure. So first of all, we're talking about vision. We're talking about mission. What are those things? Where are we going? What you're trying to say is, this is what's important to us. This is what matters. This is who we're here for and what we're here for. And so when I first joined NNYM, I started asking some of those questions of executive team, different folks, saying, what's most important at NNYM? And I took a lot of notes. And I would tell you, I love the heart of this ministry. It's a ministry that's for youth leaders. And sometimes we need someone to be for us, to be in our corner, to stand behind us, somebody who believes in us. And so as I was listening to these conversations and talking to the executive team, I started to say, I think this is who we are. I think this is what's important to us. And it's like, yeah, that's right. That's it. So we started to write some of that stuff down. And as we did, it kind of turned into a mission statement, a vision statement, to say it that way. Now, obviously, our vision should be more than just something that's on a piece of paper somewhere. It should be something that compels us every day. But as we did that, we discovered that there were lots of folks who said, yeah, that captures the heartbeat of what matters. And so that's been a project that I've been involved with since I started with NNYM. It's been actually really exciting to me. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, and even some of these conversations started before you were with NNYM, because I remember you asking me about, like, just asking clarifying questions. And so it's been fun to walk beside somebody who is coming on staff as you're asking these questions of everybody and just being able to hear the clarity, because we all passionately want to see youth workers just exist and exist with abundance. But sometimes words are not as we don't come up with words as well as we want to. And so to be able to clarify and to refine things, you know, we're always in that process, right? Like we all set goals. We all have things that we have like this on our to-do list. And every now and then it's a good idea for us to clarify and to go, hey, wait, is this even something I want to keep going after? Do I have to rephrase it? Do I have to lean into this a little bit better? And so it's been fun to hear you ask questions in meetings. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's landing. All right, let's go.
Yeah. And even to that point, all right, I'm going to put you on the spot, Seth. Are you ready?
So ready right now.
Well, I hope so. You know, you're representing all of Delaware, so there's a lot at stake. I want to know, if someone comes to you and is like, hey, you work for NNYM, what are they? What's that about?
Well, on behalf of the state of Delaware, no. National Network of Youth Ministries exists to see youth leaders thrive across the country. That's the first part of it. And Wayne said that, you know, we want to see every youth leader thrive. And so not just thrive, right? Because thrive can be, you know, financially thrive. It could be you're physically healthy. It could be, you know, you're excited that your favorite sports team is winning. And Johnny, you and I are both fans of the Philadelphia Phillies, who I don't know if we would describe them as thriving right now, but
they're there.
Yeah. At the moment of this recording, they're over 500. So we will.
That's thriving.
Yeah. So to see every youth leader thrive in deeper connection with God and each other. That's what we mean by thriving. Yeah, obviously we want people to be healthy and financially well and love their jobs. But ultimately, what's the core of that? It's this notion of deep connection with the Father, with one another. We're in relationship. We're created for relationship. And there's a so that for that. But we want to see every youth leader thrive in deeper connection with God and each other so that every young person is changed by the story of Jesus. We as people believe that when we thrive as Christians, it makes a difference in the world around us. And for youth leaders, that's seeing teenagers transformed by Jesus. And so, okay, I kind of cheated, Johnny, because you asked like, hey, can I put you on the spot? And I actually told you, well, here's the vision of NNYM. for real, that would be my answer.
Yeah, for sure. And it should be, because there is something unique about NNYM. And that's, I mean, you know, not like self-promotion, but like, that's why I joined up with this team. I was like, I don't see many places out there where the focus is to go after leaders so we can go after teens and just make sure that they are seeing the words of Jesus lived out, that they will know you're my disciples by your love. It's something super unique that I've been loving being a part of, like being on the team. And even before I was on the team, just being a part of networks, linking up with other youth leaders in my area is why I'm still in youth ministry. I guarantee, because it's a lonely island out there. And there were times I felt swallowed up by the job. I felt insecure. I felt like just a complete waste of a salary. And then I show up and I hear someone else saying the same thing. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not so worthless. Or let's be real. I show up, I get fresh ideas from them. And I'm like, okay, this can spur on some creativity. So I am just a huge fan of that idea of seeing youth leaders thrive. And I'm even I'm a product of it. I feel like I'm thriving because I'm joining up with other youth leaders. It's a wild ride.
So last week, I had this conversation with a friend of mine who has a 17-year-old daughter. My daughter's 14. And I am just scratching my head on how do I navigate boys and dating and relationships. And like my wife and I, we talk all the time, but we've never done this before. We've never been here. Like, I hope we're getting this stuff right. You can read books and all kinds of stuff, but there's just something to talking to someone who's maybe a couple steps ahead of you on the journey, who can go, hey, you know what? You are doing this right. or here's the mistake I just made, don't do that. Right. Yeah. But sometimes that's what NNYM is. It's meeting that need that all of us have for community that can both affirm and encourage us and also redirect us a little bit. And I'm so grateful for that conversation that I had with Josh last week, and he shared what they've been through with their daughter, and I'm following his footsteps.
Yeah. And there's something so much different that you can get the information from a podcast, you know, you can hear about it or you can chat about it on a forum, but when you're in person with somebody, being able to just connect with them, and we advocate for those collaborative spaces in your jurisdiction, in your area, in your town, you know, like get together with those people because there's life that happens there. And in the process of getting people together, we know that there's a bunch of different kinds of networks that are out there. But I like to say, we don't own networks. We just champion them. You know, like we say, get together. John 17 isn't a suggestion. It's a requirement, right? Like it's a part of who Jesus commanded his disciples to be. But sometimes there's a little bit of lack of clarity when it comes to those networking spaces. And so that's why to be able to hone in and to say, hey, this is what we're about. We do want you to thrive. We want you to not just to just swim along and keep your head above water, but we want you to be effective and we want you to grow as a process of going to a network. And so when you were reading through and we're coming through with some of the clarity stuff, I'm like, Seth, you just put into words the things I've felt for the last 10, 12 years here on staff. And so as you're thinking about expressing the mission of networking and the mission that we have, how did you come to the clarity moment for those things?
Yeah, thanks for that question. I'll say this too, Wayne, because you're talking about like the catalytic value of clarity. So like when you can get to that point, it's like, this is what matters. And the words aren't always easy to get the right words at the right time. But when those words capture the heart of what motivates and inspires you, forget about NNYM for a minute. Like, what are the things that motivate and inspire me as a husband, as a leader in my church, as a dad? So we'll talk about the NNYM mission, but this isn't just an exercise for some national organization to do to chart out their mission or to write down their mission statement. I think every single one of us can value and benefit from that clarity that you were just talking about. So what would it look like for a youth pastor to sit down with one or two of their key volunteers or parents and say, what is the mission of our youth ministry? What exactly are we trying to accomplish here? And you might be surprised at some of what comes out. Maybe there's more of an outreach mindset that emerges through some of those conversations. Maybe there's more of a discipleship focus. But if you don't have clarity, you don't know. And so I think there's just some really basic questions that all of us can ask as we do a process like this. Why are we here? What difference do we hope it will make that we've spent our time doing this? And maybe you ask that question in the negative, right? So what would be different if we never had this ministry? What would be different if we never did this event? So just asking some of those questions and let's start to write down the answers is the exact process that we did to develop the NNYM mission.
Yeah, and I want people to know that when you ask these questions, sometimes it is not met with a welcoming, like, oh, this is a great question. A lot of the times when you ask that question, it's kind of offensive because people have an assumption that everybody believes and is like locked in on why. And so when you ask this, just if you listen to this podcast, please don't go back to your senior pastor and just start asking questions. There is a tact. And there's a clarity that you need to have in order to set these conversations up well. Seth has the ability to do this, but sometimes you need a third party to come in to ask these questions so that you can ask these questions without causing severe offense.
So, Wayne, you made this comment about like clarity being helpful. And I said at the beginning, I've been around this place for 9 months. So if I would have just come in as the new guy, okay, now I've been involved with NNYM for years before I came on staff. Wayne, you and I have been friends for 20 years, 25 years. Yeah. We've known each other through different leadership spaces. But if I came in as the new guy and said, okay, I'm going to now tell you what the new mission and like, no, that's one, it's arrogant. And two, it wouldn't be well received. And so to your point about tact, I think here's what it is. It's being a listener. It's being curious. It's being interested, and it's being willing to like, you know, push for like, okay, help me understand this. I heard this like little leadership talk that said, be willing to be, how do you say it? Be willing to be the stupidest person in the room, right? So just say, hey, I don't understand, or can you explain that a little bit more? But some just having that like willingness to say like, okay, help me understand. So like a lot of the clarity that you love out of the mission and vision, not even stuff that I said, it's stuff that you said in a conversation or stuff that, you know, somebody else on the executive team or somebody in the field said about what they love about NNYM. So, yeah, just being curious, being a good listener, paying attention. I think everybody can do those things.
And when you ask those questions, there is often overlap, whether it's your marriage, you have goals in your marriage or as a family. I love asking the questions about goals because then you can find those overlap spaces. So even if it is uncomfortable when you originally ask the question, it's like we have to lean into that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God element that Jesus taught in the, you know, his most famous sermon. And I do think that sometimes we just don't ask the question because we're just so busy doing stuff and we're assuming everybody is on our team. We're assuming that everybody has the same level of clarity. But it's really good, especially if you're in leadership in a youth ministry, if you have the ear of the people at your organization, in your marriage, you know, to say, hey, what is our goal for this year? Because that clarity is just so life-giving. It isn't just you're struggling together, but you are now know, hey, this is what we're going to do for the next couple months, and getting everybody on the same page.
And to know what you're going to not do. So it's helpful to like have the clarity about this is where we're going, but then also it helps you say no to things that are off mission, that aren't exactly right.
That is great. Wow. Yeah. Imagine the clarity too. Like even for us at NNYM, when someone says, hey, what do you do at NNYM? If we're like, well, we meet with leaders. We do some of this. We kind of show up in some youth group settings. There's food everywhere, you know, that kind of thing. It's not super clear. But from this, if we're able to say, hey, our passion is to see every youth leader thrive so that every young person is changed by the story of Jesus. That's what it is. Like that's why I'm clocking in every day that I am. That's why I'm opening a laptop or having conversations or showing up in spaces. It's so that way youth leaders can thrive, not just, you know, for the end of them having a really good time, but so that way we can get the gospel to more students, because healthy leaders stay longer and leaders who stay longer reach more teens for Jesus.
And I think a focused youth ministry will have some of that same kind of clarity. So if you ask a youth pastor, hey, what do you do? What is youth group a place where, you know, there's pizza boxes everywhere and, you know, there's probably a football or, you know, whatever event looks like that month? Or have you asked the question to go, no, this is what we're really trying to accomplish. We care about the relationship that young people have with Jesus, not just today, but for the rest of their lives, the kinds of adults they're going to be, the kind of leaders they're going to be. And I think being insistently curious about what matters most can help you articulate that for your ministry.
So we've been doing a lot of talk about the vision of NNYM and what we're chasing after. What about the mission? Can you speak a little more to that?
So if your vision is where you're setting your eyes, it's where you're looking, it's where you want to get to, your mission are the things that you want to do every day in order to accomplish that vision. So we're joking about the Philadelphia sports teams earlier. So if the vision is to win the World Series, you got to figure out, yes, sir, what are the things that you're going to do to get there? You're going to practice. You're going to play well. You're going to win more games than you lose. You got to make the playoffs. You got to have a solid rotation. So what are the things that go into accomplishing your vision? So again, I think everybody can do this. If you know what your goal is, great. Now just start asking, okay, what does it take to accomplish that? What are we going to have to do to see that become a reality? So what does NNYM do? We create collaborative spaces for youth leaders to be personally encouraged, professionally equipped, and spiritually strengthened for faithful and effective ministry. If we do that, then we believe we set the conditions for youth leaders to thrive. So I'll say it again.
Yeah.
It's succinct, but maybe it bears hearing twice. We create collaborative spaces. So we're holding space, and it's a collaborative space where people can come together. It's for youth leaders. We exist for youth leaders. And what we want is we want to see you be personally encouraged. We all know we need some encouragement along this journey. To be professionally equipped, we all want to do the best we can in the roles that God's entrusted us to. And spiritually strengthened, because we know that anything of lasting value that's going to come out of any of the work that we do in ministry is going to happen because the Holy Spirit is empowering it. It's God's direction, and we're pointing to Jesus. And so spiritually strengthened just says our eyes are focused on the author and finisher of our faith. And we're doing that for faithful and effective ministry. That's what we all want. We all want to be faithful at the end, and we all want to do something effective. We want to do something that makes a difference in the lives of teenagers, not just that we ran a great program, but that it was effective. It made a difference. So thanks for teeing up that question on mission and vision and how those two things come together.
And honestly, Seth, part of the conversation around this is because we work with so many people across the country. We don't want to constrain them. We don't want to hold them back. So to hear encouragement, probably the majority of our networks are for encouragement, right? And just to encourage those workers that are getting together, hey, how are you equipping each other? Are you spiritually strengthening one another? Just to put those things in are just so clarifying, because it doesn't constrain them. It doesn't hold them back. They don't have to buy a curriculum to be a part of that National Network of Youth Ministries. We do offer some of those type of things and trainings, but we exist to champion you getting together to encourage each other, to equip each other, to strengthen one another so you can keep going in the battle of ministry. So when you read that off the first time, I was like, he put into words exactly what we do. Let's go. So thanks for your work on that. Thank you for listening to our team and asking those questions, not just from an executive level where you go, hey, this is what I think you guys do. You got in the trenches with us for a little bit and you asked some great questions and modeled the vision and mission process extremely well. So we applaud you, brother. Thank you for your work on this.
Well, thank you, Wayne. And thanks for having that compelling heart that in my early conversations with you before I ever even joined the NNYM team, that beautiful heart is absolutely compelling. So I appreciate it.
Yes, Seth, I want to agree. This endeavor that you all have taken together has been super helpful. And even just the mission and vision being relayed to us as it is now is such a good refining. You know, we're not changing a thing, but it just so clarifies what we're doing and what we're chasing after. So I think it's great. So we appreciate everyone listening here. If you've been on this whole time, we just say, you know what? Jump on in with what we're doing. It's the most exciting time to be a part of NNYM. Be sure to jump on the website, find a network. Be sure to play around on the resources and find something else that can help you in ministry. The worst thing you can do is do ministry alone. So we hope that this time helps you engage with other like-minded youth leaders that want to chase after the things of Jesus with you. If you have any ideas, comments, just even other conversations we could have on the podcast, please send us your suggestions to podcast@nnym.org. Thanks for joining us, Seth. Thank you. And I will confidently say you are in the top 10 of Delaware interviews that we have had on the podcast.
Top two.
Yes.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. And as always,
see you next time on the Free Refills podcast.
I panicked. I didn't know what to say there. Thank you, Wayne. You totally picked me up. We'll see you next time.